Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So the Biden administration is considering bringing some Haitian refugees to Guantanamo Bay. Meanwhile, there evidently were some missionaries in Haiti that were having a very, very bad time getting some support from the Biden administration. And, of course, the House now bans TikTok, or at least votes to say TikTok would be banned if it doesn't divest of ByteDance. There's a lot happening, folks, as we head into hour number three of the broadcast this morning. Thursday morning edition, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour, 949-822-7959. Again, opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, or if you have a question for our good friend, our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And welcome back once again, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Well, you know what? I do want to find out your take on the TikTok issue. Obviously, this is, and we do have a listener comment about this, but I want you to take the lead off here and tell us what you think about this whole scenario.
You know, there has been such a long study by the House Committee on China for such a long time. The matter of TikTok actually goes back to the Trump administration. You've got Senator Warner, who actually came out and complimented Trump at the time and said that Trump was right about getting rid of TikTok. But TikTok's paying so many lobbyists in Washington, D.C. and spreading so much money around, including sending some to meet with Trump, that he's now backtracked. TikTok in the United States is not the same TikTok that's in China. If we go back to the Internet Research Agency, I think it was called, Internet, whatever it was, in St. Petersburg, Russia, it was owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin. You remember the ship?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was nothing more than a troll farm to take every bit of news that happened in the United States, whatever it may be, wherever it may be, and they would take it and they would spin it up and they would manufacture that news and make it into something much worse, and then they would create all of these fake accounts on social media and all these bots and put it out there and cause problems. Well, that's precisely what China, the Chinese Communist Party, is doing with ByteDance, who owns TikTok. They're doing the very same thing. And so if you look at these idiots that are on TikTok that are making these videos and getting paid just like they do on YouTube, these people are nuts. These people are absolutely nuts. Now, this piece of legislation is not to terminate, not to get rid of TikTok in the United States. No, it is saying that they want TikTok to be sold by ByteDance and sell it to an American company.
Right.
Of which, interestingly enough, Mr. Shark Tank Kevin O'Leary has expressed an interest in buying it.
Really? Okay. Yeah, Mr. Wonderful.
Right. Now, if it doesn't happen in 6 months, then TikTok gets terminated in the United States.
Well, you know, James in Clearwater, listening on AM 860, The Answer, he has a question for you, Denise. Came in through our direct message, KyleWarrenShow.com. He says that this whole TikTok legislation is just for show, and a means for the government to expand its control over social media platforms, China will just find an American LLC, transfer official ownership, and continue propaganda business as usual. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I think that we're very aware of those kinds of things. And this administration, by the way, is not using or not adhering to CFIUS, which is Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, as it needs to and is required to. And we certainly know that to be true because of all of the real estate, domestic real estate that Chinese companies are buying. So there is a little bit of truth to what his concerns are, or what his comments are. But I think that we have enough people. I mean, this was a bipartisan vote yesterday that happened in the House. And you've got several in the Senate that absolutely agree.
Yeah, so, it was overwhelming in terms of the vote. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was 352 to 65 with one person voting present.
I won't. You know, look, what TikTok is doing, by the way, or ByteDance is doing, not so much TikTok, but what ByteDance is doing isn't any different, and Trump has this part right, of what Google is doing and Facebook is doing and YouTube is doing. It's not any different. But those are domestic companies that I think that we have a better chance of reining in under 702, is it 702 or 302, whatever that legislation is to kind of fix the social media and what they're doing to us, than having our data reside with the Chinese Communist Party.
Indeed. And this day and age, the technology is so sophisticated now, and if it's literally hoovering up all information, not just about your video, you know, or what the videos you watch, the happy dog or something like that, but everything else evidently on your device. That's pretty significant, scary.
Look, there's we as Americans have to decide whether we're, you know, our privacy and searches without warrants by private companies is acceptable to us.
Right.
And I talk about this to people and they go, I got nothing to hide. That's not the point. Because it is being used against us. Your car is spying on you if you've got a new model. And I wrote about that several months ago.
All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. It's getting interesting, folks, don't you think? When we come back, we've got a lot more with Denise Simon. And what did that person who voted present, what were they doing? They were probably on TikTok. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You can never know what it's like. You flood like winter, freezing just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you.
So, you know, just a little while ago, we were talking about a lot of that bad weather in the Colorado area, Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, in the south part, of course, of Wyoming, also central part of Wyoming. We just heard from Driver Ron, and Driver Ron wrote in, and he said his job emailed all their employees saying that work was canceled because of the snowfall. He says several school districts have also canceled classes for today as well. He got up, looked outside. There's about 4 to 5 inches of snow. He says, but there's more to come throughout the day. He says, folks, this is the first time in 20 plus years that he's known his company to close because of snow. So he says, I guess I have a forced day off. Hope everyone has a great day. Well, Driver Ron, I think we're all glad that you don't have to be out there on those roads in those kinds of conditions right now. So definitely enjoy your day off and keep us apprised of what's happening out there, because that's very significant. We saw it on the radar, and it was absolutely just covering that whole area, all of I-25 and somewhat down I-70 as well. So everybody be careful if you have to be out today. All right, let's head right back over to Denise Simon, and welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Well, again, the TikTok thing is pretty significant. We'll see how that plays out. But, you know, something I think you might have mentioned about what was happening in Haiti and what would happen to people that would be displaced out of Haiti. Now we understand the Biden administration is considering taking some people to Guantanamo. But where would you go from there? I mean, once now we're sort of getting in the mix with that then.
80% of the country is under the control of the gangs. 80% of the country. Now, what's the population of Haiti? Oh, glad you asked. It's about 11 million. How are you going to choose almost 12 million? how are you going to choose who has a legitimate concern to lead Haiti out of 11 million and put them in Guantanamo? How about this? How about we get as many countries as we possibly can get, put them in uniform, give them some ammunition, and get rid of the gangs, and put the gangs in Guantanamo. How about that?
I love your thought process on that, because
do you get rid of 11 million people out of Haiti and leave Haiti to the gangs? I mean, absolutely the worst freaking department we have in government is the State Department. It is about the stupidest department ever. And it really started under the Obama administration with John Kerry and before that Hillary Clinton. It is literally the stupidest.
Yeah,
did I say stupid
you.
Yet?
Yeah. Well, I think other than that, what do you think about it, Denise? It says, I hear you, and I think everybody out there hears you. I think they hear that kind of frustration. I think they share it because every single crisis.
Yeah, $400 million down there. To whom? There's no government.
Right.
Tony Blinken goes down there and tells the governor or prime minister or whatever he is, hey, you're out of here. And he goes, okay. So I think he escaped to Dominican Republic. By the way, a lot of Haitians, they escaped to the Dominican Republic. And the Dominican Republic's going, whoa, 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 whoa. So a lot of people don't know this, but every available bus in the Dominican Republic is loading up Haitians and going, you ain't staying here. So they're loading them up and they're dumping them right back in Haiti.
Wow. I mean, it must be the scene of chaos is an understatement.
Well, and now look at South Florida. I mean, DeSantis is going. And let me say this. This situation in Haiti just didn't happen. It just didn't happen in the last week or the last month. This situation's been going on for months and months and months. So, you know, the other day when I said we have a Department of Defense, which we're doing a pretty lousy job over there, when it should be the Department of Offense, well, the same thing with the State Department. Where was the offense in getting rid of these gangs? Who, by the way, the gang leader, you know what his name is? Barbecue.
Oh my gosh.
There's cannibalism going on there.
Wow.
So we're dropping all this food. We're dropping all this food by air, whatever it is that we're doing, you know, to humanitarian aid. But yet we're gonna figure out who out of 12 million people has legitimate concern to leave the country and put them in Guantanamo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and it just seems to be so completely out of kilter.
Fire Tony Blinken. He's an idiot.
Well,
did I say idiot? Idiot.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. I'm so glad that you put it in that context. I'll tell you why. Because Blinken also had something to say about the aid, humanitarian aid going into Gaza. He says it's these criminal gangs and ordinary civilians that are rushing the trucks because they think
it's
their last chance. Yeah, you're right. But he never mentioned
Hamas.
Why
do they get to prevail? Why do they get to prevail?
Yeah.
And you know, so Egypt's got a fairly sizable standing army. Why doesn't Egypt step in and do something? How about Jordan? How about Saudi Arabia?
Well, then it wouldn't be any fun to sit there and say that Israel's causing all this trouble and the United States has to come over and build a pier for some reason, which is going to be a security nightmare, by the way.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And then we have this snot-nosed woman who I have had zero regard for, going all the way back to the Obama administration, the Secretary of USAID, Samantha Power. What does she say? She goes over, she's in Egypt, in Israel, and she says, hey, Bibi, you need to improve your compliance with international humanitarian law. What?
Yeah.
Is she saying that to Hamas?
Hamas, right, exactly. Oh, no, they get a free pass because...
Oh, but wait a second.
Yeah, they're Hamas.
the sanctions that we had on Iran were to expire, okay?
Mm-hmm.
coming up. Well, guess what? The Biden administration allowed them to expire. So what happens? Oh, well, Iran now has access to $10 billion.
On top of the $6 billion they already got just recently. Yeah.
Maybe Biden belongs in Guantanamo.
Well, it does seem, I mean, in other words, I think it begs the question, are these just super blunders that happen, or is there some other nefarious purpose behind this kind of craziness? Because it just, the world can't be falling apart this badly, you know, it just seems like it's just something else is happening here. You know, and I get it. I mean, they don't know how to lead. I understand that, but they have an agenda.
If I had a bow and arrow, I don't even know who to point the arrow at anymore. I mean, we're in a target-rich environment here. And, you know, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, Mark Eli. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on.
Well,
Tony Blinken, Jake Sullivan.
Well, but, you know, heading back to Tony Blinken, as I was saying, he never mentioned Hamas was the problem, you know, in the terms of the humanitarian aid being you know, taken over and so forth. And again, that's got to be by design. We don't want to infuriate Hamas. We can make it look like there's, again, something wrong with Israel about this.
Yeah, so let's just infuriate the American citizens. How about that? How many American citizens are angry because we're giving support and aid and whatever we can to Ukraine? Almost everybody. But why are we having to do that now? Why didn't it happen under the Obama administration? Why didn't it fully happen under the Trump administration? Oh, by the way, and when Biden comes out and says it was a surprise that there was a huge invasion, well, he called it a minor incursion, by the Russians into Ukraine, why didn't he do something then? Oh, we're going to do sanctions. Sanctions are a deterrent. They haven't been a deterrent at all.
Nope. And they keep thinking, so we got more to go. Yeah.
We're doing all this. We're going to make the American citizens mad so we don't make Putin mad.
Yep. It's a weird world. That's really true. And again, it's like a, you know, that Superman Bizarro World thing. It's like they keep doing the opposite things that you would normally do if you were really trying to fix this problem or whatever the problem is.
Going over to Vladimir Putin saying, "Hey, you need to improve your compliance with international humanitarian law." Are they saying the same thing to China with the Uyghurs? Are they saying things to Iran with the Iranian citizens? No.
Good point. Denise is on fire, everybody, this morning. We love it. Stay right there. Much more with Denise Simon coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. People say I'm crazy.
So let me get this straight. Don Lemon is not going to be on X after all? Okay, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's my question to you, the listener. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got Denise Simon, of course, with us this morning. Let's go ahead and bring in Denise. Hello again, Denise.
Hello.
You know, I'll tell you what. I heard that just over the break there. It looks like Don Lemon and Elon Musk have decided to, or they're parting ways, evidently. So he's not going to have his thing on X or something.
Well, let him go over to TikTok. How about that?
I love it. I love it. All right. So we also love our callers here to the program. We're going to start out this morning. We got a full slate. So let's get right into it. We got Rick in Tampa giving us a call here real quick. Good morning, Rick. What's your question for Denise?
Good morning. I'm just listening to y'all. And I'm not an isolationist. But I think it's time we kind of draw back, take care of some home things that need to go. You're talking about by design. This has got to be by design. This just can't be incompetence. These people are assaulting the basic fundamentals of government. And we got to take it back. But that requires us to pay attention. And, you know, there's just so many places that need immediate attention.
Indeed.
You know, it scares the hell out of me. And I don't see anything but, well, you know, it's about today, tomorrow. No, it's not. We got to look down the road. We got to think about what's life going to be next week, next month, next year, and on into 10 years or 20 years ago or from now,
yep,
with a realistic examination of the circumstances today and what they might become. You got. We used to think in long terms like that. Now we want everything packaged. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Packaged up and done in 30 minutes or an hour, like it's a TV show or something. We got to get away from that.
Good point. You're exactly right about that.
Laziness is the worst habit you can achieve, and it's an easy habit to get into. It's an extremely hard habit to break, and we are so lazy. Our apathy is our greatest fault.
Indeed.
And it's our biggest danger.
Well said. Anyway. We appreciate it, Rick. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Y'all
Take
have
care.
A good night.
You too.
Sunny days ahead.
You got it. Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye.
All right, Rick in Tampa, everybody. Yeah, I can't disagree with what he's saying, Denise.
Me neither.
There you go.
Apathy. I hate it.
I know. And he's right about trying to wrap it up in 30 minutes or less. All right, let's head over to Beckham and Bob. He's got a question or a comment for you here real quick. Good morning, Beckham and Bob.
Yes, I just want to know, can't any U.S. company set up a TikTok-like website that does the same thing that TikTok does? In other words, we don't need, even if we ban them or not, couldn't a U.S. company set up a TikTok-like website?
I would think so. What do you think, Denise? Unless
An app? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I can.
Yeah, unless there's any specific trademark.
Well, then why not? Why not have Trump Talk?
I love it. Yeah. Well, that could very, very well be. Yeah, but a lot of people see.
I just assume Trump's got his own problems right now, paying out a bunch of money. But if he was going to do anything, I'd just assume he'd go buy CNN and just retool that. But anyway,
that's right.
You know, when I go on YouTube a lot of times, okay, and they have a TikTok-like experience there.
Right.
But they'll have some of their videos. Like I'll watch a sports video, and at the about halfway through the thing, it was over to a Chinese guy doing crafts, you know, like making little craft stuff. Is that a TikTok thing?
Many of them are.
Yeah, a lot of the TikTok videos migrate over to Facebook.
Yes, they do.
And over to YouTube. Yeah, YouTube Shorts. Yeah.
Yep. And the last thing I want to say, isn't this still the Obama State Department?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's their same policy in Haiti. So another thing about Haiti, why not just go in there, since they're a country run by gangs, they don't really have a government, they're just an island,
right.
They're just an island with a bunch of gangs in control, just go in there and declare martial law, take the place over, then decide whether to make it a new government or to just declare it a territory and run the place ourselves.
Well, they tried that, but the second to the last guy was assassinated.
Yeah.
So then they put in this guy.
No, I mean, go in there and just take it over as a territory,
right.
Just like we
do.
Like it was part of like the Hawaiian Islands or something like that. Just take it over and then give it a chance to get all these gangs and stuff under control. And then maybe decide whether we want to make it, just like when we took over Japan at the end of World War II. Took a while, we made it. Now it's a prosperous little place.
Interesting.
Just take it over.
Well, an interesting idea to be sure. But thanks, Beckham and Bob. We appreciate the call. We're going to head over
right now. Thank you.
Thanks. And we're going to head over and talk to Mel from listening to us from New York. Good morning, Mel.
Right. Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Kyle. Yeah, he's out here. Rowdy, he's in full swing. Yeah, where I'm standing at right now, about 16 miles west of Leather County, section of where Billy Joel grew up. But anyway, I called in regard to what I mentioned the other day. We were talking about Navalny, but we didn't get a chance to speak in regards to Gonzalo Lira, who had been killed in Ukraine, most likely given the okay from our government in order to have this guy tortured and killed. But we just, you know, never got to that point. But in regards to what was going on here in the United States, bringing these Haitians over here to the United States, because the Democrat Party is bleeding Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. Now, what they were trying to do is import what Richard Pryor would say, new N-words, you know, to be, you know, to be slaved and put, placed on the Democrat plantation. But yeah, it's all deliberate. You know, this
they want to take people from
in the Oval. Right. So this that's the Democrat Party for you. And black folks is and just tired of it. We've had it, never got anything out of it. And this new generation, even rappers today, and you know, thugs and everybody see what is going on, what they're doing to President Trump. They're getting the hell away from the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has nobody to blame but so. But yeah, I just want to hear about Gonzalo Lira.
Okay.
I'll listen up here.
Hey, thank you, Mel. Appreciate the call. Very, very much so. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
I don't know that I really have a comment on that one. I don't know all the circumstances. And even if I go read and try and get as much information as I can, I still, which I did, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I still can't form a conclusion, so I can't help Mel on that one. I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. There was actually yet another oligarch that found his way to death. and there are those that, you know, are pointing to Putin on that one too. So I, you know, I don't think this was a Russian tycoon who he was against the Putin invasion of Ukraine. His name is let's see here. You found it. Vitaly Robertus. He was with one of the top oil companies. So, you know, I only put that out there is because the Russians, well, the KGB or FSB, I shouldn't call them KGB anymore, and the residual of the Wagner group have operatives all over the place. They have them all over Eastern Europe. Iran's got them all over, too, and especially in Latin America and in Venezuela and so forth. So, you know, bad guys are winning. I mean, that's just all I can say. Bad guys seem to be winning here, and we seem to be telling Netanyahu to, you know, comply with international humanitarian law. So
yeah, it is weird. Again, it's like they're trying to sort of suck up to certain groups and say, you know, hey, you know, we're really on your side more so than you might know, and we're going to sort of follow this agenda for that, you know. But Denise, I tell you what,
I wish I could help out Mel more. I can't form a conclusion on that one.
Well, we appreciate you very, very much, Denise. We're going to talk
all
to you
right.
again tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
Take care.
Good morning.
Right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Thanks to those who are holding on, but we'll talk to you again, of course, hopefully next time. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Thursday edition of the broadcast, of course. We got Chris Markowski. He's on deck. He's lined up. And, folks, we're going to have a great, great conversation with Chris. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send in a direct message, especially if you have a question or a comment or something of that nature. We invite you to do that. But let's not waste any more time. We got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also find out about Chris, his radio show, his podcast. You can also hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what. Number one, we've got Janet Yellen yesterday, I believe, you know, basically saying that the path, you know, back to, I don't know if it's normalcy or not, but it's not, people expect it to be a smooth path. But she says we've got a trend that is clearly favorable about inflation and prices, I guess. I mean, does this make any sense, or are we still kind of, you know, looking into a looking glass here?
I don't really take anything that Janet Yellen says very seriously. She's pretty much, it's just a mouthpiece for the administration or whatever they're doing. Nothing has obviously worked. And she's continued to tout it. Again, as I said, that certain people you come out at this point in time, you know, you want to listen to what they have to say, you know, have at it. Again, to me, no credibility at all in regards to anything that this administration has done when it comes to spending or budgeting or whatever it may be. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's patently absurd.
Well, yeah, it truly is. There's a piece in USA Today yesterday, that is to say, saying basically Americans are feeling better about the economy. They cite a particular poll Suffolk University USA Today poll registered voters that shows what they say is a marked improvement on views on the economy, even going so far as to say, hey, maybe they should dust off the old Bidenomics terms. In other words, again, what I'm seeing and what people are telling me, I don't think people are more favorably viewing the economy these days.
I don't understand, at this point in time. I mean, people must be actually brain dead. They really are. The administration came out and they put out a budget. And they said that their budget is fiscally responsible and it cuts the deficit. Meanwhile, how does it cut the deficit when you're going to borrow an additional $16 trillion? What they're saying is cutting the deficit is if they get their tax cuts, their tax raises approved, then the deficit won't be $19 trillion, additional dollars over the next 10 years. So, you must be missing a couple brain cells or something like that if you actually think that this makes any sense. He wants to borrow, his budget wants to put us further into debt an additional $16 trillion. And they said that's fiscally responsible.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so pleased how you've been telling our listeners about there is this huge difference between being in debt and having a deficit. You could have a credit card debt, but if you're spending more than you're taking in every month, that's your deficit. And you've got to get your deficit under control before you can ever address your debt, correct?
I mean, I have to deal with this all the time with people. Again, they think I'm, the bloody magic man for crying out loud. They want us to help them with, their retirement and saving money for their kids' college. And they call us and they want help from us. And, they're $50,000-$60,000, if not more, in credit card debt. And I have to explain to people, I said, there's 0 point. And you investing any money when you're paying 20%+ interest on credit cards here that you can't afford. You've got to get your act together. We're not getting our act together. This is ridiculous. I mean, it's nuts, spending and spending and spending. The first thing I would do if I was president, and this goes to Donald Trump too, I say balance the budget. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what cuts we have to make. The old buck stops here. The debt stops here. The deficits stop here. I don't care how much pain is inflicted. You go through and say, we are not going to spend more than we're taking in. By the way, we've got record tax revenues. We've got record tax revenues. Unemployment is, fairly low considering, and we can't balance the budget under that. I mean, what if there's another crisis? What if there's another situation? Are we going to be $50, $60 trillion in debt before we know it? I mean, this is nuts at this point in time.
Well, you're exactly right. And, when you were talking right there, I was thinking about, you're saying, make the cuts no matter what it takes. And certainly, obviously, politically, that would be a third rail. They would be accused of imposing the austerity, sorts of things as we've seen happen in some other countries. And they are just would be apoplectic because they would think if I don't pay out all this money, my constituents are going to just never vote for me again.
Eventually you're going to have to go out and if your constituents are that brain dead and you can't go out there and tell them, what the bigger threat is, even the Wall Street Journal getting upset, Biden's budget because, the military expenditures. I'm sorry, that's on the table too. I mean, at some point in time, everything is going to have to be cut. There's going to have to be sacrifices. I make fun of this all the time. I said, Iran's military budget is under $30 billion a year. And they're portrayed as this big threat. And yet they're able to fund Hezbollah and the Houthis, which are slapping us around currently in the Red Sea. Maybe we need to make do with less at this point in time, like some of these other countries do. The cuts are needed at this point in time because that is our nation's biggest threat. It is our debt. And it's been said before. You had the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about 10 years ago, made this point and said, listen, this is our biggest problem right now. We're going to be spending more on interest payments than we are on our defense. So you want that to change. You want the trajectory to change. You're going to have to make some draconian cuts right now. And everybody's going to have to, you know, I got the phrase I tell my kids when I coach them, suck it up, damn it.
Well, I see, that's old school. See, that's the thing. And unfortunately, you know, there are families, there are businesses, individuals, and sometimes they hit those austerity, for lack of a better term, milestones because it's imposed because they've lost their job or their income is dramatically reduced and they have to make tough decisions. But the federal government never really has to make those tough decisions like you're talking about.
Well, nobody wants to do it. And like I said, it's the same thing for the military. Again, you know, we're constantly told China's a big boogeyman, big threat out there. Well, you know, how is it that we spend more than three times as much as they spend? You know, for all intents and purposes, we should be able to just, you know, wreck them. It shouldn't even be an issue at this point in time. It's like comparing the New York Yankees to some minor league team as far as expenditures are concerned. And that's the difference. Yet, you know, we're told we can't compete, that the Pentagon can't run a tighter ship and do a better job and managing money. I mean, they can't pass an audit. They've never been able to pass an audit for years and years and years, yet we continue to cut them more checks. And every single time there's any thought of cutting back any sort of money from it, you know, the Wall Street Journal, these other people, they have collective freakouts. The defense industry has a freakout. I mean, cut it out already. I mean, it's not just the pork barrel spending. That has to go. Everything has to be cut. This is the biggest threat to our country.
Indeed, indeed. Well, turning here to something that's happening in California, it looks like they're trying to come up with this thing of you're going to pay more for electricity depending on your income, and you'd pay less if you have a lower income. Is this just a harebrained scheme, or is this something that we'll see more of, do you think? Sort of this gradation, this level pricing sort of thing.
How is that even legal? I don't.
Yeah, it'd be taxing taxing people who make more money, evidently, to make it, I guess, more equitable. You know, it's in other words, it's more crazy stuff that, you know, doesn't make any sense. Why not? In other words, why can't we just make more energy, make energy more affordable, and everybody could have energy? You know, it just seems, you know, very, very strange.
Yeah, I've been under the point that California should just form its own country and just, you know, be an example of how things could fail, but that's just me. I don't understand the, the people still choose to live there. I mean, they still choose to live there, and, you know, I guess it doesn't bother them enough. So until more people leave and, you know, the tax revenues continue to drop, and, you know, it's going to be more of the same, I guess. And, you know, that's the reality, is they still have customers.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, it's been great this morning. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're coming right back after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.